Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Salut, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hope yourself, you grab your bread, beverages, and get ready for a weekend, baby. 100 days until the Green Bay Packers play a football game that matters. We've all decided to become fans of a team that plays a sport within a league that has the longest offseason of any of them. And the fact that we can confidently say 100 more days until the Green Bay Packers play a game that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the home stretch. We are in the home stretch. And next week, we will have 1, 2, 3 open days for the media at the Packers mandatory minicamp. So we'll have all sorts of updates, things to talk about, all sorts of guys running around in shorts that we can overanalyze. This dude played with that group, and this cornerback got a pass breakup on some fourth string wide receiver. It's going to be outstanding. I can't wait. You know I'm excited. And I know, I understand we all reside on the internet now, so it's impossible to ignore the developments out of Chicago. I've already seen a lot of people, even before the chat went live, discussing it. I'm not going to get into it too much today. We've talked quite a bit about it already. I know Packers fans are getting these jokes off, and it is hilarious. But yeah, I'm going to keep it on the Packers tip for the most part. We're going to try to. I'm sure your thoughts and feelings will drive the chat as usual. But we got 100 days until the Green Bay Packers are on the field in Minneapolis, ready to take on a very talented Minnesota Vikings team. This is not going to be a pushover, walk in the park, anything like that. That's going to be a tough first game. But you wouldn't want it any other way, right? The Green Bay Packers right out of the gate on the road against a divisional foe. Bring it, baby. I can't wait. It's going to be a really good time. I know you'll all be here for watch party. Can't wait for that. Going to be a good time. Hope you'll join us. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all mixing it up. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at Ticket King. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use the company based right across from Lambeau Field. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video or at cheeseheadtv.com. You guys also know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop into ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care in Appleton. Open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at ThetaCare.org. All right, folks, what's going on? What's on your minds this fine Friday? Because gosh knows, there ain't a ton of news when it comes to the Green Bay Packers after the Christian Watson extension yesterday. But I will say before I get going, isn't it curious? Isn't it kind of funny? All the Bears fans suddenly going, why are Packers fans talking about the Bears news? Stick to your own team. Like they weren't all up in the replies to every single Christian Watson post yesterday. Funny how that works, huh? I kid. Because I love you, Bears fans. You're hilarious. B. Marsh, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Green Bay is no longer the smallest town in the NFL. Hammond, Indiana is. You might be onto something there. Here's the thing. You know the Bears have still left just the smallest kind of weaselly crack open to try and get something done at the last second with the city of Chicago / state of Illinois. All right, so it's not quite over yet. But, yeah, Indiana's driving, and they've got the ball in the red zone, and it looks like they're going to punch it in. But it would be the ultimate rug pull now if, you know, because I know people in Indiana who are very excited about this proposition if the Bears were to reverse course here at the last second. It'd be kind of funny. Neil, how are you, man? Will the Chicago Bears now be known as the Hammond Eggers? I saw so many good ones today. I mean, the possibilities are endless, no doubt about it. Danny G, how are you, man? Since you're a fan of art, I have tagged you on Twitter for artwork that should be sold in the Cheesehead TV store. Thank you, Dan. I'll take a look. I suspect I'm going to stick with having Brent do our designs and the artwork, but I appreciate all efforts. No question about that. Amy, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Starting my weekend at Tom's event in Dallas. Can't pass up an opportunity to rep Green Bay in Dallas and support Tom and St. Jude. Donate if you can, friends. Have a super weekend, Nags. Thank you, Amy. And yes, we talked about Tom yesterday. 1,000,000,000%. If you get the opportunity, make sure you find Tom's stop in your town or closest to it. And Amy, outstanding work repping the green and gold down there in Jerry World in Dallas. Love to see it. Absolutely love to see it. What's up, Nick? Dude, that hide your money gif had me rolling. Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. Your broke ass. I couldn't resist. You know, you got to get one in. You know, it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's a very serious business, what have you. But it's kind of funny, right? You got to get at least one joke in. So I got my requisite one in. Which was much fun. Much fun was had. What else we got here, folks? I love people quoting like songs mentioning Indiana. That is good stuff. Oh, Mimsy. Oh, no. Bear down, Hammond Bears. LMFAO. That's what I mean. It's just a gold mine for Packers fans. There's zero doubt about that. Joe, what's up? Or Jove, sorry. Was making plans to go to week 5 Bears game at Lambeau, and ticks are ridiculous for 5 of us. Would be my family's first Packers game. Don't know if I can afford that now. Yeah, unfortunately, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, traditionally, if the Packers are playing the Cowboys, that is going to be by far and away the most expensive ticket on the season. That is now the Bears game in Lambeau, without like by a mile, is the most expensive Packers ticket this season. It's crazy. It is. That game is going to be off the hook. So, yeah, especially for 5, that's a whole lot. Call Ticket King. I'm dead serious. Go to their website. You find the link in the description of this video. Call them directly, and they can help you. Paul and the company do a great, great, great job of working with people to try and make these kind of things happen. So, can't promise it's going to be dirt cheap or anything like that, because like I said, those tickets, every seat in the house is going to be costing people a pretty penny, but they'll work with you to try and get you in the door. Definitely. Joe, how are you, sir? I hope LVN and DDS are as good as Parsons thinks they are. Parsons has been a great teammate. Could have been a prima donna, but is anything but. Yeah, it's fascinating, right? And I loved what he talked about with Jay Moore, which is a very odd sentence to say. But I did love his appearance on Moore's podcast, where Jay asked him about the difference between Dallas and Green Bay and how he feels and how it's made him feel, and how in Dallas he felt like it was very much, you know, quarterback, wide receiver, and then everybody else, very much offensively driven. And Micah said he felt beloved by the fans, but never by the franchise, right? And he says in Green Bay, it's completely different. And I'm not surprised by that, but it is interesting to hear a star player who has played at the highest level outside of the Green Bay kind of fandom area, what have you, kind of confirm that, right? And I also noted what he talked about regarding his teammates, and you could really tell last year he was a big fan of Lucas Van Ness, and I think he certainly sees something in the young man. Now it's up to LVN to pay that faith, right? No doubt about it. But, you know, we've noted a couple of times about Van Ness, his motor, how he doesn't quit. Like, sometimes he is taken out of a play by a powerful tackle or what have you. But, you know, he has a motor. And I think if you've got that, if you've got the never say die, never give up on a play kind of attitude, I think Micah appreciates that, which is why it was always notable last year that Micah never said anything about Rashawn. I mean, maybe once or twice when he was asked directly about Rashawn, but he certainly never brought him up unprompted, right? The way he did many times last season with LVN. And now you've got him talking up LVN again. I'm with you, man. I really hope what he's seeing is something that can hopefully you know, spring to life here. As Van Ness is going to be counted on, we all know, prior to Parsons' return, you know, in mid-October, whenever that is, really, really hoping that that finally kind of clicks for Van Ness, because he's got the physical tools. And like I said, he's got the motor. Hopefully a new system, Micah kind of tutoring, mentoring, giving him some pointers, all of that wrapped up in a, you know, arrival for Lucas Van Ness would be a big, 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 humongous development for the Green Bay Packers. Coach, what's up, man? Next, thoughts on Dobbs going from wide receiver one to wide receiver two in New England. Think he'll have regrets, or will he be happy to get paid? Oh, he's going to be happy. He'll enjoy, A, the money he's making, but B, that's a really good young quarterback he's going to be playing with, and you got to think he's still going to get a ton of opportunities. What if you're the defensive coordinator facing the Patriots, what's the first thing you're going to want to do coverage-wise? Roll coverage to A.J. Brown, right? You're going to want to make sure that you have a safety over the top, which means, and we saw this a ton in Green Bay, especially when he was opposite Watson, he's going to get some isolation against probably number two corners. Backside of the play, hit that little slant, he's going to eat. So yeah, I don't see him having regrets, you know, and I loved his comments earlier this offseason about his appreciation for Green Bay, what it meant to him. But yeah, I don't see any regret forming there for Romeo. I think he's landed in a really, really good spot. Simitovich, how are you, sir? Can't wait to see the sexiness of Hammond. Indiana steel mills in the marshland. Also getting to see Michael Jackson's boyhood home 50 times a game. Go Pack, go. I mean, they got to point out the, you know, local sites, right? I mean, it's not unlike the fact that both New York teams play out in the swamp. You know, I do appreciate the one director, whoever it was on Sunday Night Football once, when they came back from commercial, actually showed Medieval Times, which is actually a structure that is out by the stadium here. Unlike, you know, coming back from commercial to the Statue of Liberty or anywhere in Manhattan, which are nowhere near the stadium. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see them picking out shots, coming back, the live shots of the stadium in Hammond. That'll be a good time. Oh, Amy, yes. I'm glad you brought this up. You should hear Dallas Radio talk about how much Micah hates being in Green Bay and is blowing smoke in all these interviews. The Dallas fans online all last year, all this offseason, they are like touched or off or something. You talk about a complete separation from reality, you know? Like, I loved when he was back down in Texas. People, you see, he wants to be here. He has a home there, you know? Like, this is not difficult. He still has family there. But yes, he really enjoys being in Green Bay. You can exist in both areas. Hell, I go back to Green Bay several times a year. I live in New York. I love both spots. Yeah, it's wild. Like, it's wild, especially when he's doing all this kind of stuff. Now, obviously, the Jay Moore thing is different because that he was asked directly about Dallas. But when he's just talking about the Packers, Green Bay, the trade and his teammates and where he is, blah, 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 you don't have to wait very long for a Cowboys fan to chime in. It's wild, man. Like, he's with the Packers now. Go along your merry way. You were all upset. You, Dallas fans, were all upset he was doing some podcast. I couldn't go 30 seconds after the trade. Well, have fun with his podcast. Well, I'd love for him to do a podcast. He's not doing one now. I wish he was, because I love hearing him talk. Unlike you, Cowboys fans, we have an appreciation for greatness in Green Bay. Y'all don't know what that is, though, because you haven't done shit since the 90s. So I understand. I get it. You're not used to it. In Green Bay, we appreciate greatness. He wants to do a podcast? Do a podcast. Please do a podcast, Micah. I'm begging you. Do it with Cheesehead TV. We'll put it out. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Stanley Williams, how are you? Reed and Watson contracts are done. Next up, Tucker and Wyatt. Talked about this yesterday, Stanley. Yes, very much agreed. I think Tucker is the next obvious candidate. I would suspect total guesswork, obviously, but I would suspect that gets done on the eve of camp or around there. Maybe once camp is done prior to the regular season. I think those are your two kind of watch points, right? With Devontae Wyatt, I think it will be interesting. I would doubt that gets done before the season, but you never know. But I would suspect they kind of get through, you know, a good portion of the year before making that commitment. But maybe if they approach him with a certain contract, a certain deal, then maybe they can wrap it up prior to the start of the season. But we shall see. We shall certainly see. Aaron Harper, thank you so much, man. Happy Friday, Aaron. Have an awesome weekend. Go Pack Go, the Indiana Bears. That's good. That is good. I love it. Neil, thanks again, man. Do you think the refs will call more linemen for holding Parsons this year? Nope. It's just his game. It's so difficult for them, the speed he plays at. If they were to do kind of a very by-the-book kind of officiating of his game, they'd have to call holding more often than not. And they're never gonna kind of officiate it that way. They're not going to slow the game down that way. Sadly, I just think it's something you're going to have to live with, something he's going to have to live with. He certainly, it's funny because I remember the first month of last year when he was getting held and getting mugged, and I kind of made a stink about it online. He was asked about it as kind of availability the following week, not because of anything I said, but it was like everybody was talking about it. He was very matter of fact and seemingly totally, I'm not going to say at peace with it, but he understood that it's just going to be how he's officiated in the league. And I mean, it sucks when you see those shots of him getting like choked out by like two dudes, like a guard and a tackle. Like, it's gotta be frustrating, but he seems, like I said, to have a pretty decent kind of perspective of it. But as far as like expectations of will that change, I'm not holding my breath, put it that way. Max, thank you for being a Care of the G Club member. Assuming the Jacobs situation hopefully gets cleared up, what is the 5 skill position player lineup you're most excited for? All 5 wide receivers going 5 wide empty. No, I'm kidding. This is not Mike McCarthy land. 5 skill positions. I mean, I want the 3 mains out there at wide receiver, right? I want to see as much Watson, Reed, and Golden as possible. And then Tucker and Jacobs. You know, I think that sounds like chalk, because it is. That is going to be the main thrust of the offense this year. Now, that doesn't mean that folks like Savion Williams or even Luke Musgrave, et cetera, won't have opportunities, but that's the group that I feels like that's the avenue they've gone down specifically to clear the runway for that group. Now they just got to get them on the field, get them the football. Jacob, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Thinking of going to the Packers-Jets game, who talks more between Giants and Jets fans? The Giants fan experience as a Packers fan at MetLife is a more positive experience than a Packers fan experience with Jets fans in attendance. I will say that. This is just my experience, but Giants fans, and this is true, I was there last year. It was one of the only games I went to as a fan in the stands last year. Giants fans, you know, had been resigned to their fate. We suck, blah, blah, blah. And they kind of rolled with it as lovable losers. Jets fans, they just get mad at everything. Like, even though they know their team sucks, your team sucks, the world sucks, everything sucks. You know, it's like, and look, that's obviously a wide brush. I know lots of Jets fans here in New York who are very fun people, but as a collective, the Jets fans are very bitter. And I understand, you know, they have the longest postseason drought of any major sport, if I remember right, as far as team goes. You know, haven't been to a postseason in a million years. So I can understand it. They've gotten their hopes up so many times and been let down, the most recent being, you know, trading for Aaron Rodgers, etc. So, yeah, I would say the more positive experience is with the Giants fans, but that doesn't mean – it does kind of mean. I was going to try and paint a pretty picture for you, but, yeah, the Jets games are rough, very rough. Although I will say, one of the ones that is always at the top of my mind is when Corey and I went in 2009 or 10 or whatever it was, and it was the game where they won 9-0. And Corey, every time they went, did the J-E-T-S, Jets chant, he would stand up and yell, "Suck!" as loud as he could. So, you know, we didn't really endear ourselves to the surrounding folks. But I will say, that is not the only experience I've had at that stadium with Jets fans. But it is the one that leaps to mind immediately. Captain, what's going on, man? Watson's contract is done. Now who is next? Kraft, Wyatt, Williams, McKinney? I'm hoping Kraft and Williams. Random Packer, Dave Rayner. Yeah, definitely Kraft is the priority. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the next one done. Sometimes talks can happen with other folks and something gets done before another one, etc. But I would suspect their focus will be on Tucker. And like I said earlier, I believe that will most likely get done before the start of the camp. Stanley, thanks again, man. Do you think Cisse will be cornerback 2 after preseason and training camp? No, I do not. I think he will be in the mix. I think he'll be rotating. I talked about this with Matt Schneidman during our conversation earlier this week. Make sure you check that out. But yeah, the history would suggest that it will take a bit. Now, things can change, and it certainly seems like they have a little bit with the Packers giving Cisse run with the ones at times so far in OTAs, and young guys in general getting opportunities with the starters. Is it possible? Sure. Could things change in that regard as far as how they operate? Sure. But I don't think it's likely. And I know no one wants to hear that, but here's hoping, though, right? The young man has a outstanding training camp, outstanding preseason, and makes it really difficult to keep him off the field. That's the hope, right? I'm definitely pulling for him. No doubt about that. GC baby. Luke Musgrave, LOL, would rather have Kyle Brady. Hey, man, all players have value, and Luke can be a valuable piece on offense. He's got to be used correctly, got to be utilized, got to hold on to the ball, etc. But, I understand he's been a disappointment so far, but he can still be a valuable piece of the offense and still give them stuff against especially certain types of defenses, certain schemes. You guys know I'm an old man, and I just, you know, I've seen too much to be completely dismissive and or write a player off. Every player has value. It is a question of how consistent they are given, you know, whatever opportunities they are given. Do they take advantage of those opportunities? And if they do so, are they given more opportunities? You know, Luke has done probably not the world's best job of making the most of his opportunities, but you never know when it might click. And hopefully this year, there are times when he gets those opportunities and makes the most of them. That's where I'm living. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.